Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. Okay, thanks, Doug. 5 o'clock, good to have you, Odyssey.com Rewind. And it's been a busy day, tons of interaction with you guys. And we're going to kind of put two topics together. But we led the show with this, and I want to roll with it. We'll get to the Tigers tomorrow as they kind of start the weekend, and just say it again. It's May 22nd. We're all thrilled at the team's start, but you know what this show's not going to be? A daily breakdown of last night's game like we're an effing newspaper. There's 120 games left. It's May 22nd. The show will become that in a stretch drive. So there, to me, are far more interesting things to do on a daily basis. One of them is, I'm really bummed out with the Wings, and I need to talk to Wings fan, because we had some dreams of Mitch Marner, and he's not the perfect player, but I'm a big change of scenery guy. And I went down a rabbit hole last night, and TSN 1050 in Canada, they had Darren Dreger on. He's an Ian Rappaport type, Schefter type for hockey. And they talked about Marner, and I'm paraphrasing, but it, you know, when the Wings came up, it was like, oh yeah, the Wings love to have him, but yeah, does he really want to go down the highway to Detroit? Basically, he's going to Vegas or LA. And I got to thinking, I'm going, well, wait a second. Now, I know the original six thing doesn't play quite the way it used to. Okay. But we got a nice building. And I was told we had Steve Yzerman. Now, here's my problem. If Steve Yzerman can't recruit elite free agents and he can't make high-level trades and the pro scouting's been bad, then what do we got to do to... Because we sat here and we're going, it's got to be a big summer. And people are talking about Marner, that he could be the best free agent available since John Tavares. Okay. Now, I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket. You know, I gave Kenny that Elias Pettersson trade offer. You know, like, bold moves can come in a lot of forms. But I wanted to ask fans, you know, have the Wings become like a bottom five destination in the league? Because it sure feels like it. And before you lash out against me, name the free agents. Name what Steve has been able to bring here. And before you say, well, he was going to get Steve Stamkos, he didn't.
Right.
And Stamkos isn't an A-lister anymore. So I wanted to ask the question of, what do we got to do to make the winged wheel matter again? What has to happen this summer? And if you'd like to answer the Yzerman angle of this, like Rico, like John Lynch, your Niners, they attract high-level players, high-level trades, high-level free agents. That's what I thought we were getting with Steve Yzerman. And now I feel like we're the Hartford Whalers. Nobody wants to be here.
The reason why you feel that way, Mike, because you're not overpaying for players and you're not winning. So if you come here, you're not making the playoffs, which means you have no chance at winning a cup. So if I'm not going to get rich and I'm not going to win a cup, then why am I going to go to Detroit?
So that's why I said in hour one, it's time to overpay. You can yell at me, Call me any names you like. I don't care. I'm numb to it all. Yes.
Or
I think it's time to somebody dole out an Alexei Yashin deal. Let's go.
Or maybe it's the thing that nobody really wants to say. Maybe it's just time to part ways and move on from Steve.
Well, that's never happening. Lifetime deal.
I know. But yeah, I mean, because other than that, I don't think you're going to be an attraction. Because if you win, I mean, I remember when free agents and people wanted to come to Detroit. They wanted to be traded to Detroit. Detroit was hockey town. And you had a chance at winning a cup. Now, was it a guarantee? No, but at least you had a chance. You come here now, there's no chance. You got a better chance of getting a bunch of Conies, seeing J-Mo at the Coney Island. That's about it.
All right, bat signals up. I want to hear from the fans. And again, maybe if you see a report the Wings are willing to offer full term and 13.5 a year, then Marner could change his opinion. But from the way Dreger was talking, yeah, no interest. Wings would love to have him, but he ain't coming here. So then what's the point of Steve Yzerman? Because on what level, you can talk about the drafting, but okay, who? If the drafting has been so good, why is the team so bad? If his trades are good, why is the team so bad? If he can attract real free agents, why is it? You start to get to a point where you go, you know what? Steve wants to do it one way. He probably needs to do it another, which is it time to overpay? Is it time to sign one of those deals that you elitists and droids have made fun of? Because clearly, you're not getting anybody else here. And I just, it bummed me out. I wanted to have at least a couple weeks we could dream about Mitch Marner and an offer and we get some zest. In a lot of ways, Detroit Red Wings hockey feels like Michigan State football. It's just void of excitement, void of interest, and you're starting to wonder why the people at the top are the people at the top. And I wanted to hear from you guys. And we packed the lines with it earlier, and hey, it all plays. I'm not telling you to love Marner. I'm not going to yell and scream at you. But I want to address the real issue, is that if Yzerman can't attract a big free agent here or execute a high-level trade this summer, why is he here? What do we got to do? What has to happen? Someone give me the answers. 248-539-9797. The other side of it is more of a Rico thing. Last night, his godson, Tyrese Halliburton, ended the Knicks. And it just reminds you how open the East is. And look, you guys, you know where I'm at. I'd like the Pistons to make a move and take a step forward. I don't subscribe to the, I'll just let Trajan be patient and cook. And okay, goodbye. But bottom line, to move or not to move? Does the fact that you were close to beating the Knicks and the Knicks are on the doorstep of a finals, does that give you confidence that you can do nothing? Or does it move you in the direction we're in, which is, oh no, do something because next year you'd have as good of a shot as anybody making the NBA finals. Seriously.
You would.
The Celtics are not there. The Cavs will look different. The Sixers are going to look different. You can't talk to me about the Knicks or Pacers that they're ungettable.
Right.
And Milwaukee's getting rid of Giannis probably to the Western Conference. Who did I forget? Orlando. Orlando's going to be a problem. People are going to laugh at that until they realize I'm right. But other than that, why not?
You ask yourself, Pistons fans, who's going to be the best team in the East?
I can't give you an answer.
And I don't think anybody can, which means why not you?
248-539-9797. So, Kenny, what do we have to do to...
So it's between adding a forward and adding a defenseman. To me, the goaltending may be able. Not going to do that.
Kenny, please, that's not an option.
I know. I wish it was. But yeah, I think just adding and making frugal trades. And if you ask me, oh, what you want to trade for a goalie? What's the goalie? That's Steve Yzerman's problem, man. That's what I said it before. I say it again. That's what the money's for.
But they can't because they've already got 5.4 locked up in Mrazek.
That's fine. You can find another goalie and make him your backup.
So that means Kosa, again, not next year.
Clearly he's not ready. He was benched in a playoff.
Okay, then he's not going to be ready ever, is he?
I don't know when he's going to be ready.
How long? Here, it's like Mel Tucker. He'll be ready when he's ready. Thanks, coach.
That's why I can't do the wait for the Kosa thing, because I genuinely don't know when he's going to be ready. If you're benching the guy in a playoff game, I'm sorry, but that doesn't exactly scream ringing endorsement. You know?
Is it time for the Wings to overpay for someone?
Yes, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Okay.
Because this is going year seven. And what do we have to show for it?
Nothing.
Nothing. Teams have lapped you, gone back, and then lapped you again before you could make the playoffs. Unacceptable.
People.
Argue it.
That's what I'd like. And again, the Marner news. Man, I thought when we got Yzerman, I really thought he'd be an impact guy. I thought he would absolutely be able to attract some people here. This is...
It's humbling because you got to see how this team is being reviewed outside of the city of Detroit. What else are they saying? Because a lot of times we're so insulated, you know, it's like an echo chamber. Like, okay, we're all saying the same things. What do people outside of Detroit think? And then okay. When you hear that...
Do you want an example? Do you know what Maple Leaf media and fans are saying? You know what they say about Steve Yzerman?
What's that?
I hope he's there for 20 years.
Oh.
Yeah, I keep hearing it from media members and people that are in there, like, have media credentials with that team.
Not
like,
the Brian Ellerbe plan. Wow.
It's like, as a Maple Leaf fan, the most critical I can be of Steve Yzerman is that I hope he's there forever.
You never want your rivals to say, I want you to have a lifetime contract. Yeah,
but that's, here's what they think about you. So that's there, and the Pistons thing. And again, last night was NBA theater. But it either draws you closer to making a move or you further recoil into, no, we're close, grow it organically, do nothing. I just want to know what side you're on with it. You know where we're at. 248-539-9797. David, a couple of ticket texts and I'll get to the people, okay?
Detroit is no longer hockey town. Red Wings haven't even made the playoffs in the decade and they haven't been a contender in 15 years. No free agent will come here unless you overpay.
Okay, so is it unfair of me to have an expectation? Steve Yzerman is supposed to positively impact that discussion.
No, it's not a problem at all. On the Pistons side, someone says, Troy and Clarkson says, how about trading Stewart for Connect to replace Beasley and then add D. White to this roster? We need something here.
Stewart for Connect.
They would want Jalen Duren. They went after Mitchell. They'd want Jalen Duren.
They want a center.
They're not taking beef stew for Dalton Connect. At least Mitchell was drafted one spot ahead of Duren. The pedigree's there. The athleticism's there. And when he locks in, he can play a real high-level game. Beef stew. Look, we've got to stop. He is not a starter in this league. He is a backup center and a damn good one. Please, stop acting like he's Moses Malone.
And here's the thing. If you really wanted Dalton Connect, he was right
there. Oh, boy. You had to say that, didn't you?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Toronto Maple Leafs lose a game 7. Water's wet. Sky is blue. That's now 7 straight game 7s for the Maple Leafs, where they lose. And the setup is brilliant, right? They go up 2-0 in the series. They go up 2 goals in game 3.
Oh, you think it's about ready? Their luck is about ready to change.
They win game 6 on the road to set up game 7 on home ice, and they lose.
I mean, yeah, insert fart noise. That's probably what they're doing in Toronto right now.
Got run off their own ice in games 5 and 7. So now the fallout is here. Mitch Marner's a free agent. He's going to be scapegoated. He was seen yelling at his bench, "Wake the F up." And a lot of people on the internet pointed out he needed to wake the F up. TV broadcast called him out in the third period for being a non-factor in the game. Our question to you, the Red Wing fan, are you in or are you out on Mitch Marner? 248-539-9797. And we are getting a surprising amount of both today. Plenty of people who say out because they look at him and say, can he be the highest paid player on your team if you're winning the cup? They were turned off by his performance, and they view him as another player who shrinks on a team full of guys who've been shrinking in big moments.
So let me answer that question first with another question.
Yeah.
If you make this move, since you follow the Wings a little bit more, you're a season ticket holder, you know puck. At least you claim
to. Thank you.
Yeah.
Not everybody agrees, but thank you.
No, but you claim to. What does this, because he plays right wing.
Yeah.
You happen to have a young, promising, hopeful star in Lucas Raymond. Now, I understand more is always better. Mm-hmm. You get good players. You get a guy that's a point of game. All of that stuff means good. What does that do to Lucas Raymond? Does that bump him down to the second line, and then all of a sudden it's him along Alex DeBrincat? Does it make DeBrincat better?
He shoots right, Raymond and Marner, which it's some of those guys end up playing left wing. I think you can tinker with it, get good players on the ice and build some chemistry. I wouldn't worry about the fact that he's a right winger.
Does it make Marco Casper better?
Well, yeah, that's the thought is and Casper should make these guys better. I mean, if they have built this young nucleus of players that are going to grow and get better, this is the window to add a good player because they've got Raymond on a cost-controlled deal. They've got Sider on a long-term cost-controlled deal. Same with Dylan Larkin. They don't have to give up any draft picks. They don't have to give up any prospects. They have the cap space. I'm in on Marner. And I understand why some people may be hesitant, but he's a 100-point winger who kills penalties in the prime of his career. How much of this Maple Leafs thing is a Toronto thing more than a Marner thing? He's not the only guy underachieving. He's actually one of their better producers in the postseason. It feels like the issues in Toronto run really deep. He's an Ontario guy, Ontario kid playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the pressure eats that franchise and that organization alive. They haven't won a cup since 67. If he were to be on a different team, not even just saying the Red Wings, is there a chance for a change of scenery? Is there a chance that they can get out from under the stain and the stench that is the Maple Leafs?
Just a fresh breath?
Yeah. Exhale.
Yeah, but is the pressure any less with an original six team that hasn't been in the playoffs for 10 years? Going on 10 years?
It feels like Toronto is a top-heavy hockey team. They put a lot on the core four. It feels like Yzerman has drafted well, and they've got this assembly line of young players that are on the way. He fits the timeline. And if you trust that you can fill out the roster better than Toronto has...
Well, what are you going to do with Tarasenko then?
See, that's the alternative. You don't want Marner? You get to sign Compher and Tarasenko. Those are your choices. You get what I'm saying? You know, the other thing I'd say is people worry about stalling out. Let's say you add Marner and 2-3 years from now, yes, you're a playoff team, but you're not a cup team. I'd rather be 2 steps from the cup than 5 steps from the cup, which is where they are right now. You got to start taking steps towards the Stanley Cup.
I agree. And I'll stop, poking the bear here. Well, I don't necessarily know I'm trolling. Yeah, I'm in on him, yes, because is he better than any right wing you have right now?
He'd be their best player, period.
Okay. Are we at the point where we don't want good players?
Right, beggars can't be choosers.
We're not a playoff team. Haven't been for 9 years. Does this get you into the playoffs? And I understand the goal is to win a Stanley Cup. It doesn't mean that he can't win a Stanley Cup with another team. It doesn't even mean he can't win a Stanley Cup with Toronto.
Correct.
Hasn't yet. Hasn't been able to get to that next step, that next level.
The history of hockey is actually littered with Mitch Marners. Great players who get labeled soft and finesse until they end up winning, and then we change the narrative. I mean, Steven Stamkos, finesse. Steve Yzerman himself. You're going to have to get better defensively. You're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to become the gritty playoff winner.
So at the risk of asking really dumb questions about, you know, what do you do with Lucas Raymond? What does it mean for Tarasenko? All of that. I'm trying to dumb it down for those like myself that aren't as in tune to what this would mean, because we've had a lot of people text in and call in to say, no, because he can't win in the playoffs. When did we get to the point with the Wings where we're saying no to good players?
John, I don't know, but these are the texts we're getting, and we'll get the phones in the mix. Texter says, I'm out on Marner. Soft, won't take a hit, too many turnovers, gets lazy. I don't care if he kills penalties, watch the game. He's not a good defender. And Kendo says...
Well, I think, fit right in.
That's what Kendo says. I think he'd fit perfect. He disappears like the Wings do.
How is he in March?
Adam in Heartland, where are you at, in or out?
I'll tell you what, I'm angry.
Oh. Angry Adam, what's going on?
I'm absolutely fed up with this, man. If you watch that game last night, watching Marner, he's not winning puck battles. He's not defending. Game 7, if you watch Leafs hockey for the last 8 years, it's been the same old same. I don't want that guy.
Are you a Leafs fan or a Wings fan? I'm just asking for...
I'm a Wings fan.
Okay. And you don't want Mitch Marner.
And that's why I don't want him, because he's a pushover. He's soft. He would fit right in with the Wings. I agree. That's our problem. We need some grit. We need some sandpaper, some toughness.
Can you add both?
He's a guy that is scared to play against.
Can you add both, Adam? Is it Marner or sandpaper? Why not Marner and sandpaper? I mean, they have $22 million in cap space. They don't have any bad contracts on the books long term.
And are those sandpaper players, are they going to be guys that score or has points like Marner? Can you get a guy with both, and is that guy available?
Look, I'd prefer Kyle Connor. He's not a free agent this year. I don't know that there's any guarantee he will be a free agent next year. Winnipeg won the President's Trophy. They're going to want to keep Kyle Connor. Is Marner the perfect player? No. But I don't know why we're looking the other way at a 100-point winger who produces a point per game in the playoffs. I'm sorry, he's not Connor McDavid. So we'll just say no. You know, I mean, is that what it's come to? If we can't add one of the 5 to 10 best players in the sport, and even then, Austin Matthews is one of the 5 to 10 best players in the sport. He doesn't show up in the playoffs. We would say no to Austin Matthews, is what that caller is telling me.
A year younger?
Right. We don't want Austin Matthews either.
So, I mean,
wild.
Yeah. And I'm curious, is it just simply the fact that he hasn't won in the playoffs is why people, I mean, he has had the opportunity to play in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Bunch of them. Is it a Toronto issue or a Marner issue? Because it seems like it's deeper than Mitch Marner, right?
It feels like it's more than just one. You can't sit there and say, well, they're not winning because of Marner.
Right. So would you be willing to roll the dice in a clean slate, fresh situation with a younger up-and-coming hockey team to give him a second chance, knowing he still has a second act in his career? I mean, he's only, 28 years old?
Right. And knowing that if you add him, he's still, you know, the best player on your team.
And the other thing, I think, not the biggest reason to do this, but a reason to do this, there's this Larkin-Yzerman perceived rift, and maybe they've settled it and hashed it out, and Yzerman said
spoke. Yeah, I don't buy into it as much as some do.
Sure, that's why I said perceived, because I don't want to fight about it. Dylan Larkin played in the All-Star game in 2023, and his highlight in playing in that All-Star game, he said, was playing with Mitch Marner. Does this not help Dylan Larkin? Does this not help this dressing room? Does it give Steve Yzerman a big piece? Does
dressing
it give
room.
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling that?
Yeah, dressing
the dressing room. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's a hockey thing.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
That's fine. Yeah. So
it's two birds, one stone. It gives Yzerman this star that we keep complaining he hasn't had his lottery luck and they never become available in hockey. One's finally available. Yzerman gets his big fish and Dylan Larkin gets his running mate, the support piece that he's been publicly begging for. Mm-hmm. It does kind of achieve that happy medium and brings, I think, the team closer.
Well, it also raises the bar for a player like Dylan Larkin. It raises the bar for everyone on there. Like, you've got to be able to play along with this guy. If you said this after an All-Star game, the pleasure was playing with this player.
And they hooked
up. Now, all of a sudden, they put you with that player. Dylan Larkin, you would assume, would play like he did in the Four Nations.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. Larkin, surrounded by better talent, has excelled. Marner was also a contributor in the Canadian Four Nations win, and they played well. They hooked up, I think, four goals in that All-Star game a couple years ago. They're about the same age, same timeline. It fits. 248-539-9797. Our question is in or out on Marner. It's 90.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
7-1.
Tough week for Doug. Welcome in on a Thursday. We're happy to be with you. I can't promise you sunshine or quality weather, but we'll try to give you 4 hours of good entertainment. And we have to begin with something. I went down one of my rabbit holes, and I'm guilty, and I know I'm probably on the verge of being Jeff Rieger in this regard. No, I'm not balding, and no, my voice hasn't changed. But I may offer you an oversell on something. But I was perusing the hockey world last night, and I'm frustrated because I so desperately would like the Red Wings to be relevant and interesting and moreover exciting. So I ended up watching, and I don't know if this is like a food stamps version of American television. Kenny, what is FanDuel Overtime? Is that a Canadian program?
This is the first time I've ever heard of that.
All right.
So but everything is branded by a sports book now.
Well, again, it was on YouTube.
Right.
Because I wanted to just, what's the latest on Mitch Marner? I'm fascinated with the Marner thing. And they had Darren Dreger on, who is a, you know, I don't want to get into the hockey snobs ranking of insiders, but he's one of the Schefter Rappaports of the ice hockey world. So the hosts, and I don't know if it's a Toronto-based show, but they asked Darren Dreger, so, you know, what's up with Mitch Marner? And after the soft toss, 2 minutes of, well, you know, high-quality player, and everyone will be asking, the Red Wings came up. And, I mean, if Darren Dreger could have pulled his pants down and dropped a grumpy in the face of the camera, he would have. He just was like, yeah, no. Basically, you know, Mitch Marner, Vegas, Mitch Marner, L.A. And it irked me. You like to hearken?
This is me irking.
I'm irked. I'm really effing irked. Because, and I'm so happy Kenny's with us today again. It just, allow me to irk. For a minute.
Go for it.
Guys, here is my question, because here's what I feel. I feel like the Red Wings don't matter anymore. I feel like our original six status means zero. Our beautiful building means zero. And maybe most concerning, our superstar, superhero, Marvel character, GM of hockey ops, means Ugats. And my question to Kenny Cott is going to be, what do we have to do to make the winged wheel great again? What do we have to do? Like,
can I hear that one more time, please? Make the winged
wheel great again. So it's this idea, we don't even get to dream about Marner, that the acknowledgement is the Wings are interested, but essentially he ain't. So, look, a lot of things can change. Maybe if the Wings came to the table with 13.25, all of a sudden you have attention.
Yeah.
But I need to ask the question to the hockey elite, so I can't, you know, Matterhorn, bat signals up. We need to involve Kenny because, Rico, yeah. I'll ask you, David, you could ask your post.
Because I got something about it. I'm not the hockey elite, but I still haven't gotten over the fact when you hit me with the whole, well, they've been on a playoff drought longer than the Dead Wings.
Yeah, giving away cars at the Olympics.
Right, and that stopped me just dead in my tracks. Yeah. I had to go back and do some math, and I'm, oh my God, he's right. You can't be bad. If you're this bad, you got to do one, two, three. You got to overpay, or you got to have a future in order to attract free agents, in order to get people who want to come here. You're doing neither. You don't want to give out term. You're not paying a ton of money, and you're not winning. If you're winning, people will go anywhere if you're winning.
But think about the idea. You know, he went on this soliloquy on this Overdrive program of how only thing Vegas cares about is the Stanley Cup, how they're the most creative organization and also the most cutthroat, how if you go there and you don't perform, they will kill you. And they're basically and he's making this case for a team that's already far superior to the Wings, already is – you know, won a Stanley Cup, gone to multiple finals. And here they're going to be in the mix for Marner through creativity. And we're sitting here asking. So this idea of, and again, it's one man's opinion that Marner's not interested. I want to ask Kenny is, what is the point of Steve Yzerman then? 7 years into this. Because he couldn't get Stamkos here last year. He can't recruit. He's like Jonathan Smith. Can't recruit. Can't get anybody here. That's my one. You leave me alone.
So let's say, 7 minutes. Okay.
We're good. Can't recruit people. Can't make quality trades. Pro scouting is horse poop. What is the point of Yzerman then if we are now just this complete also-ran? And Kenny, I'm not telling you it's the perfect idea. I'm not. It was the idea that the Wings have become the poo-poo platter on the Chinese food menu. No one orders the poo-poo platter. Everyone serves one. I don't even know what's in a poo-poo platter. You order the almond chicken. You order the General Tso's. Maybe some sesame chicken. Salt and pepper squid. I don't know. Beef and broccoli. But no one orders the poo-poo platter. The Wings are the poo-poo platter.
And we make the joke, and I know that eventually it will be made. That too. And we make the joke about Steve, that's what the money's for. That's not just a funny bit for me. That's not what I'm trying to make jokes here.
No.
I mean, but that's what literally the money is for. What's the point? And by the way, I know you don't care about this, and people outside of the hockey world don't know or care about this, but being an original six team, it still matters.
Players, but it doesn't for us.
That's exactly, and that's part of the problem, is that you have that advantage, and it does count, is counteracted by, like, oh, Florida with the state tax, and you have Vegas, sure, and you have Dallas, and you have all that. That has worked directly for them. That's why Florida attracts big-time free agents.
But they're also circumventing the cap with the long-term IR thing.
The LTIR thing, yeah, that's a big nerdy thing that they do pretty much every year. But
not trying to lose listeners.
That's what good teams do, though, is things like that. They can attract and they can scout the right guys. And I'm worried. I saw a list on The Athletic of a bunch of people that they could be picking up, and it was like a list of good forwards. And then below that, it was like depth forwards that they could add. And I'm like, we're going to be looking at that list for a while, because the JT Compers, the Andrew Copps of the world, that's what we're going to be. I had this gross feeling, just like I have with Scott Harris. Granted, it's working, that he would do. And by the way, Scott tried. He tried to get Bregman. I have a feeling Steve's going to give us the poo-poo platter again this offseason.
Yeah, Kenny, because I got to think that if you're a good player, why would you want to go to a team like here when you could go to Florida, you can go to Vegas, and know we possibly can win a cup. If I join them, I could be that piece to help them.
Nice building.
Again.
Original six, tons of money, Steve Yzerman. There would be my reasons. I'm not telling you they're better. I'm telling you those are supposed to be the reasons. And the problem is I no longer get to say that Steve Yzerman can recruit anyone here.
Right. Because, Mike, if that's you, you would sit there, and if I'm your agent, okay, are you really going to help this team win?
I would.
Or they're not going to pay you a ton of money. So,
well, no. The money thing, listen, the money thing, no. Listen to me. You can't do that with a player like Marner. You can't. And certain guys like Austin Matthews didn't require 8 years.
Right.
Marner's going to want eight, and it's going to be probably north of 12.
Right.
Stop me if I'm wrong.
No. But the value that I've seen was, just for clarification, the value that I've seen was at least 7 years, probably eight, and at least 12.5-ish per year.
Right. And no, my only point to Rico is you don't get to F with a guy like Marner. Now, you're saying he just won't hand out money.
Right. No, I'm saying, but when you're bad, sometimes you have to overpay. It's what the Lions used to do. I know you can make this here, but in order to come here, what if we give you a little cherry on top? You're not going to get that here either.
What do we need to do to make the wing wheel great again? What do we have to do?
I think it starts with adding a top six forward and a top.
But you're hearing now that a guy like Marner, and again, off this overtime show, Canadian hockey show, you know, they said that Marner might be the best free agent available since John Tavares in 2019. I leave that to the hockey geeks. The point I'm making is the Wings don't even get a seat at the table. Steve Yzerman was supposed to matter. You were supposed to have a seat at the table because Stevie Y, the GM of Team Canada, the architect of Tampa Bay, the whole bold move. It feels like, seems like, sounds like it means nothing. Mm-hmm. We may as well be the New York Islanders, who no one wants to play for.
It makes you wonder, even if, okay, we don't land Marner, there's 31 other teams that would love to have Marner on the roster. They have maybe more resources, maybe a better location to do it. That makes you wonder, though, all right, take Marner out of the conversation. That's your dream boat. That's your fantasy land island guy, right? What about the second tier guy? What about a guy like Sam Bennett? He'd be great on this team. He adds everything that this team needs is a Sam Bennett type. And so,
I want listeners to ask themselves the question of how far have we fallen? I mean, so basically it sounds like, and again, if you roll in and his agent is like the Scott Boras of hockey, he walks all of his people to free agency. I told you, I went down a rabbit hole last night. The point is, if you came in at 8 at $104, which would be 8 years, $13 million per, you probably get a seat at the table. But to Rico's point, Yzerman just doesn't do things like that. Second of all, he couldn't recruit Stamkos here. So, like, why the hell do any of us care anymore at this point? What do we got to do to make the wing wheel great again? What do we have to do to regain our pride and our standing in this league? Yes, winning helps. But the idea is that Steve Yzerman was supposed to help with that, that the building would help. For years, I had to listen, well, you know, we have the Joe. Well, you know, everyone's scouting Sweden now. We don't have Håkan Andersson anymore. Like, That's what the money's for, Steve. And I know I'm triggered by some ridiculous Darren Dreger interview that I watched, guilty as charged. And I'm like, really? I don't even get to dream?
No, because what it did was it gave you kind of a reality check that you weren't ready for. Like, what do you mean I'm not good enough? Because that's really what it came down to. You're not good enough. You're not going to be able to attract somebody like that. He told you no.
That was the wrong drop, and I want to apologize. I went to move the screen, and I hit the board. Sorry.
I'm not hockey elite, so I'll stand down.
248-539-9797. Damn it, I want 10 phone calls on this. I need Red Wing Nation to talk to me. What do we got to do to get the winged wheel back in the conversation? What does Steve have to do? And if he's not capable of recruiting an A-list star, a 90-100-point star here, then why is he here?
Mm. Wow. I knew that was coming. Gentlemen,
start your wieners. I don't know anymore. Thank you, Doug.
Okay, Gator, I'm going to do something and say something I typically don't do because I don't believe it. I'll say all the time, there's more than one way, one path to a championship. There's more moves. There's different things you can do. And if you zero in, and an example is Jalen Carter, the people that really, really wanted the Lions to win, to draft Jalen Carter. I would argue that there's multiple paths to the Lions winning a Super Bowl. They don't all exclusively go through Jalen Carter. And they're going to make mistakes along the way, and that's okay. You just got to find a different path, right? It's a kind of a catchphrase I've got that I use a lot when people are irate about a move that was made or not made. Say, hey, yeah, I get your frustrations, but there's more than one way to get to the mountaintop. I'm not sure that I want to do anything other than sign Mitch Marner. I'm not sure I want to talk about any other scenario. I'm not sure I'm going to be happy this offseason unless they go get Mitch Marner. This might be the most coveted free agent to come along in the NHL in years. And it's been the perfect crash out in Toronto that makes him available. His lack of productivity in this postseason is the sixth most postseason points. That, I guess, is the floor. Wasn't particularly productive, but clearly, like that shot they showed to him, imploring his teammates, there's a leadership element there. He's well-liked in the locker room there. He was good during the Four Nations, had some key moments in the Four Nations. I don't think there's anything about Mitch Marner's DNA that says he can't produce. I think there's something about Toronto's DNA that they struggle. I don't think Toronto's problem is and was Mitch Marner. He's available. We're kind of in a desperate place. He's only 28. He's not 36. This isn't Kane at the end. I'm just at that point, man, where I think this is what they have to do. They have to go get Mitch Marner.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I've been banging his drum for a while, for over a month now, and I absolutely want him. I don't care that they flamed out in the playoffs. That's Toronto. That's just what they do. This guy had 100 points this past season, 102 points. He's consistently going to score 25 to 30 goals, and he's consistently going to provide you 90 points. Point-a-game guy. Mm-hmm. I think it was Costa brought this up in the morning show. I think if you went back to the 2023 All-Star game, he and Larkin played together on a line, and they combined for 5 goals. Now, it's an All-Star game, right? I mean, they don't really play defense, but the fact that you can have chemistry like that quickly, I'd love to see him here. Is he fit? Does he check all the boxes? No. He doesn't check the box for being a big physical player, but he checks the box for adding more offense to this team, and he's a veteran player that, you know, it's not – the veteran players they've added, seemingly, aside from Patrick Kane, are guys that were point every other game.
This is a point a game guy.
Yep.
This is a guy that immediately becomes one of your top six forwards and makes the offense significantly better and really gives you so many options of how you want to fill out those top six forwards and maybe even the top nine forwards. You're going to drop some guys back and be really, really competitive. It doesn't answer all the questions for the Red Wings, but it doesn't have to, because signing Mitch Marner doesn't account for your entire cap space that you have available to you. You'll have plenty of cap left over to go and fill other holes or sign players to other contracts if you feel that's necessary. But I think this is there's going to be a lot of pressure on Steve Yzerman starting today to make this happen. Now, of course, you can't negotiate just yet.
We're like 6 weeks from free agency.
Yeah, but when it happens, you want this one to happen quickly. You want this to be one of the first contracts that's off the board. As a fan of the Red Wings, that's what you want to hear. Because we get a little PTSD of being in the bidding for players and not landing them for whatever sport it is.
Yep.
We just went through the Bregman stuff. Don't want to go through that again. What we want to hear is, yep, they got him right away. Mitch Marner and the Red Wings is a perfect matchup. They should make this happen. And yes, he'll get $12, $13 million a year and the Red Wings can afford it. And they're going to agree to terms on a 6-year deal or whatever it is going to be. But this one has to happen. It feels like it's a has
to. It feels like it has to happen. And I don't always, eggs in one basket isn't really my thing. It's just not. And this time around, honestly, I feel like this is a must do.
Well, it comes with a couple of things here. He's a fantastic player. And the other players the Red Wings have that were rookies or second year players, they're really starting to come into their own. Marco Kasper is a really good player. I can't wait to see what he's going to be like next year. You know, you look at what Lucas Raymond has become and DeBrincat's fitting in here perfectly with his team. And, you know, Patrick Kane wants to come back and play, and he's not a throw-in. Patrick Kane's a good player. He's a plus player on this team. You look at the defense and knowing what they have coming up with Sandin Pelikka and other forwards, Brandzik Nygaard and Danielson. These are all guys that you feel like, okay, here's the opportunity. And again, this is something that Jim had brought up in the morning show, and I agree with him 100%. Adding a player like Marner, who's a superstar player, and then bringing in the draft picks that you had that are now starting and ready to contribute, this is that kind of perfect storm where you're hitting the ground running, and you could be competitive, really competitive, for years to come.
Get it done, Steve Yzerman. And let's face it, he's like that press conference that he had, the postseason wrap press conference, the pressure's on. He knows the pressure's on. He didn't use Marner's name, but he said he was, when asked about a big money free agent, and everybody knows who it is.
Yeah.
And he's like, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're interested. And so now that it's a recruiting job, right? Because they won't be the only team that want him. The only team that wants Mitch Marner. So you have to convince him that this is the best place for him.
It's the best place for him. It is.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
No, I mean, dude, this is, you want to play somewhere where you're going to be beloved. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think there's any question you had Mitch Marner, this team, they're a playoff team. And you want an opportunity. Who's the Red Wings' number one rival? It's the Toronto Maple Leafs. You want to get back at him? Here you go. You want more fuel to that fire? Here it is.
It feels like that's there for the taking. Now, the appeal, look, the building has done some good for free agents. They wanted to be wanted an upgrade with the facility. This was something I was told years ago by an agent who had clients that didn't want to come to Detroit. It's an Original Six organization. It's a town that takes its hockey seriously. You know, this is a attractive landing spot. It's the results, though. The results haven't been there, and you have to buy in that I'm not going to a team that's missing the playoffs. I would argue with Mitch Marner, now, does he want more than that? Does he want to go to a team that he absolutely feels like has a chance to win? He might.
He might, but I don't know if those teams have the money to spend.
248-539-9797. Anyway, Red Wing fans, I don't, this doesn't need to turn into, maybe it does turn into Marner or bust. If anybody else wants to come up with some other creative ways that they can make a massive splash, I'm here for it.
There are.
Yes. But to me, it's Marner or bust. I'm in a rare place for me. Get it done. This move.
Well, I like where your head's at.
Well, because it's fading faith, right? It's fading faith in a beloved person here in Detroit. And growing, it's getting uncomfortable. And I don't think this is a bad hockey move. And it would reinstill faith. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback on this. Champ and Chump, let's get them in. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Well, Builders First Source has you covered. With four Metro Detroit locations, they specialize in top quality composite decking and brands that you trust, like Trex, TimberTech, and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or you need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township, and discover why Builders First Source is your go-to for decking. Quality, service, and unbeatable value, that's the Builders First Source promise. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
If you're just joining, welcome in. We have started with some frustration. A show, I believe it's on TSN in Toronto, 1050. Darren Dreger was on, and it just, again, the Red Wings getting dismissed and not a major player for Mitch Marner, even though they want him, and how Marner will end up in LA or Vegas. And you just sit here and go, what are we? The Hartford Whalers now? Is that what we are? Like, we're just nowhere. And then it makes, and again, if you think I'm being unfair, you can call. There's no yelling. I'm not mad if you're mad at me. I just don't even understand the point of Steve Yzerman anymore right now. Like, if you can't recruit big free agents here that we desperately need, and you can't thus far execute high-level trades, and your pro scouting is horse bleep, then what is this? And we had joked around and we're like, Kenny, what do we got to do to make the wing wheel great again? Cause it just feels like we're in purgatory. So yeah, you got a whole off season. Hopefully we're doing happy shows and standing and applauding and going, that's what the money's for, Steve. Bravo. But man, you know, Marner is one of those free agents that look, whether you love him, hate him, or are lukewarm on him, he is by every measure one of the top three or four players available, a guy that would really help this team out. You don't have that 90, 100-point guy. And I don't know what else to do at this point. I can't handle another Andrew Kopp, you know.
Because what you don't want to hear is, you know, allegedly, you're not even in the running. Like, I'll go any place but to Detroit.
Yeah.
That's what hurts. It's like, I'll quit hockey before I go to Detroit.
Let's go to the people. Go to Connor, 97.1. Connor, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, sir.
I don't really know how to follow up Phillip's call, but I will start by saying Friedman and Dreger are like the it guys in the hockey insider world. So I take what they'd say seriously. Also, you said something that really shocked me. My two favorite teams, Red Wings, MSU football, they're kind of in the same place right now. They kind of need to show some signs of life to attract any top talent.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And like,
Mike, is this you calling on yourself?
No, this is Connor. This is my guy. Connor, it's true. I mean, like, there's no juice.
No.
There's no interest. There's nothing interesting, and you're wondering why the people at the top are the people at the top.
Yes, what you have allowed, Connor, is apathy to kick in where folks just don't care anymore.
Oh, you should see MSU football scenes on Twitter. But anyway,
is there an MSU thing on Twitter? Like, does MSU exist?
No, it's straight apathy.
It's like it's a funeral over there. I consider myself pretty well connected to it, and it's the message boards are a funeral.
Connor, let me help you out here. Mike, it's basically if you were on social media with memes and sayings and jokes and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's just, it's as he said, there's just nothing to get excited about. So it's just like, eh, let's just pray Nick Marsh doesn't roll his ankle.
Okay, then. So, Connor, what do we got to do to make the winged wheel great again?
I don't know. I hearken back to the Kane negotiations on the contract extension last year, and players remember, you know, agents and players remember how you treated, you know, legends of the game like Kane. They were ready to come to blows over an extra year on the contract, and that really rubbed me the wrong way. But of course, all the Steve bots lined up and said, "Oh well, he's playing it smart with the money, and he doesn't want to be caught up in the money." But you know, players and agents, like Marner's agent's going to think about that and say, "You're going to get beat to crap, have to pay state tax to what? Go to Detroit?" And I wouldn't be mad if we lost out on Marner, unless he went to like another dead team, like the Blackhawks or the Kraken. If he went there, I'd be a little annoyed, because that would show you a lot. But like, Chicago's in the same place right now in terms of like, they can't put anyone around their star, Connor Bedard. But if they were able to get Mitch Marner, then I'd be really mad.
Yeah, I think the difference is, and Connor, whether it's fair or not, it's just where I've arrived at. We have Steve Yzerman. They don't. And unfortunately, it really doesn't feel all that different.
I think he might be a negative asset at this point. I want to be wrong, but he could very well be a negative asset himself.
Well, considering he borderline fell asleep at a press conference, that doesn't really bode well. When you openly admit you were daydreaming, I accuse you of napping.
Which, and Connor, it really kind of boils down, did we just overvalue Steve Yzerman coming back to run this team? That we thought it was going to be this, and it's our fault because we overvalued it.
6 years in? I don't know how we could argue it.
That we just kept saying, okay, but I'm going to give you a little more leeway. And we just, yeah, it was the
and
oversell.
I'm still so annoyed that I am stuck with Peter Mrazek next year. Why? Why are we trading for goalies who haven't been good in 5 years who make $5 million? And yet, I have to hear all the Steve bots yell at me about Kosa. Kenny and I got assassinated last year for saying, why did we let Ottawa go get Ullmark? Why didn't we try? Oh, you can't block Kosa, you bearded freak. Okay, all right, my bad. And here we are a year later. Kosa's not here. And you got a $5 million goalie in Mrazek. Which means Kosa's not going to be the lead dog. Christ, the guy got benched in Grand Rapids.
I'm sorry, I was daydreaming. What'd you say?
There it is. A live look at the Yzerman effect. When you say that at a press conference, what do you want me to do? Right. Let's go to Lamont, 97.1. Lamont, what's going on?
Fellas, what's good on this not-so-glorious Thursday?
Am I going to get yelled at here, or do you agree with me?
No, not yet. I'll start off. I got a confession to make. I'm like boat guy, except I'm leaf guy. Okay. And you can have Marner.
Okay. I don't expect anyone from Toronto to be happy with any of the core four.
No, he's going to cost you 13 and a half for fun for the full term. And honestly, it's not the worst idea for you, because he will get you maybe up to that tight 7-8 hole, right? And then you're relevant again. I talked to a good friend of mine, the Don, and I think he had a better idea. I would spend the money on Bowser and Ekblad, a good Bell River boy.
Oh God, Mortis!
Right outside of Windsor, and I think you're better off that way, but I almost needed that lawyer of yours, Mike, because that Austin Matthews for Dylan Larkin thing, that made me get in a one-car car accident.
I didn't say straight up. I didn't say that. I said it would have to be plus, 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 Lamont. You know that. Come on now. Let's not make things up. I made the point. Your fans, after Game 7, turned on that team. Austin Matthews' name got shredded. Canadian journalists, Canadian hockey reporters bantying about, could Austin Matthews be on the block? All I said is, look, your captain needs a change of scenery and so does ours. And we'd have to go plus, plus, plus to pull it off. Let's not make things up. That's all I'm saying. Carry on. Kenny, you're nodding your head. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. The whole Austin Matthews thing, people, I got shredded for that a little bit too. It's like, it's not that it's a bad idea. It's that kick the tires, and at least I want to hear that we tried something for somebody of note.
But it goes back to what we're talking about. There's nothing bold about Steve, not this iteration of Steve Yzerman. And there doesn't seemingly seem to be anything effective. Like, he can't recruit. Who's the best free agent we brought in? Don't say Patrick Kane with B. Arthur's hip.
Free agent? That's tough. I mean, what, Andrew Kopp you want to brag about? I don't know what we're doing here.
You want to launch him to the sun.
I was going to say it probably is Kane.
But again, Kane, 35 with a blown out hip, and he couldn't start the year healthy. You want credit for that?
But also, I'm looking at The Athletic put out a list of potential free agents, the one I mentioned earlier. And I'm looking at the top names. I won't bring them all up. That's boring. But 7 years, $12 million. 7 years, $7 million. 7 years, $8 million. It's when I look at those, and then, okay, let's look at the depth ones. The depth ones, 1 year, $1 million. 3 years, $2 million. 3 years, $2 million. Which of those sounds like Steve Yzerman deals?
Choice
and
B.
Which of them? Yes, exactly.
Choice B.
Exactly.
And you're just not going to get there with filler. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of the calls. Kenny, I want you to tell me what he's got to do this summer to reinstill the pride in the winged wheel. You take 15 minutes and think it over. David's got a hell of an idea for a topic as well. Last night, Knicks Pacers and how it relates to the Pistons. Just hate seeing the Knicks lose that way. Heart bleeds for him. It really does. Bing bong.
Not like.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.